Pinchas. Section Pay. Subtitle is Of Leaders and Nations. We're going to examine in the Parsha two forms of Jewish leadership. One concerning Pinchas, the other one with regard to the choice of Yehoshua to take the place of Moshe. And then we'll see, a fascinating idea that emanates from the words of the Sfas Emes with regard to Klal Yisrael's national communal responsibility. I think both topics are of tremendous relevance nowadays. Okay, let's take a look. It says in Bamidbar, Perek Chafei, you can see the handout. Adavar Shem Moshe Lemor, Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron, Akoin, Yeshivas Hamasim, Al ben Yisrael, Bikano Eskinasi, Bisochan, Lo Chilisi es ben Yisrael, Bikinasi. There is Kano Eskinasi. He is shown his zealousness, his jealousy for my sake, the jealousy or the vengeance that I should have taken. The Kano Eskinasi. It's Bisochan. Again, where else would you expect it to be? We already know the events that took place at the end of last week's Parsha. V'lochilisi es b'nei Yisrael b'kinasi. I did not destroy b'nei Yisrael b'kinasi. V'chein emor. Yenino sein lo es b'risi shalom. The reward of Pinchas emanates from his being kano es kinasi. Qualified Bisocham, Lochilisis Bnei Yisrael Bikin Asi. So this results in no saying lo as Bris Yishalom, Vaisalo Ulizaro Acharal Bris Kunasalom, Tachas Hashem Kinei Lelokav, 1, 2, Vechaper Al Bnei Yisrael, 2, second point, Kinei Lelokav, Vechaper Al Bnei Yisrael, Kanoas Kin Asi, Lochilisi es b'nei Yisrael b'kinasi. First of all, the Sfas Emes points out, Chsiv b'kano es kinasi b'stocham ha'perish z'lo yotza michlalusam chas v'sholom a'idea kino b'hakas hak adarava he'id ha'kosum alav z'lo osa adover k'dei liskos l'madrega chadome. Pinchas' act of kino, of zealotry, was within the Jewish people. Within the Jewish people. He did not place himself on the outside, cast judgment upon them, and say, I'm better than you. But rather, from within your midst, I'll show that you're better than how you are behaving. I'm going to remain besochem inside of you. This obviously, to the Sfas Emes, is a crucial point in the act of Pinchas. If the person sees himself as Hashem's emissary, right, in his own private relationship with Rabbeinu Shalom, and, you know, what can we do, the poor plebeians, I have to instruct them, right, on my road, or as I was saying, my travels down the yellow brick road to greatness, sort of my personal greatness with the Creator, right? So part of my stepping stones are instructing the poor plebeians that are, they are really, what can you do, that's how people are, etc. That's not Pesachon. Point to ponder. Comes the Meshech Chachma now, and he also illuminates our eyes to the world of Tzidkis, Kanos, Tzidkis, etc., different forms, different brands. I actually recently had a discussion on the topic that the Meshech Chachma deals with. I hope I did it with a student who was pretty upset with me. But in any event, I hope I did justice to it. I think from this Meshech Chachma, I think he elucidates the point. And if that student still does listen to what I have to say upon occasion, then I hope this is useful for you. Anyway, it says the Meshech Chachma as follows. Pinchas ben Elozer ben Aaron, Ha'inyan, the Pinchas asa shnei dvorim, Ha'echad shahorag Yisrael, Bishvil, Nikmas kvod Hashem, that's one point, Nikmas kvod Hashem, Shul Yiskala, there shouldn't be a chil Hashem, Veze kanoim, and that's the concept of kanoim pogim bo, Ha'mekanin lechvod ha'mokom, da'uma pogim bo. The Gemara lists certain cases. One of them being the case over here of a boy, a Ramis, that a person who conducts an illicit relationship with an Aramis, this is in the form of a Chil Hashem, it's public, etc. So, Kanoim Pogim Bo. That at the very time of the act, he's not allowed to do it afterwards, at the time of the act, the individual who is a proper Kanoi, let's go back and remember what the Sfasem is. Told us in order to be Mekavan Lashem Shemaim, to be a proper Kanoi, it has to be Besochem, but with all that notwithstanding, he has the right to kill the individual involved. That's the first thing. Vasheni, the second thing, Shemafkir is Kola Olam Abba. This appears to be, right, on the outside it might appear to be paradoxical. Right? On the one hand, he's attacking the Jewish people. On the other hand, he's defending the Jewish people. But really, if we understand what the Sfasem has told us before, then what the Meshech Chachma here is telling us is really quite simple. Right? There is no conflict between, on the one hand, attacking an individual within the Jewish people, as long as you remain within the Jewish people, in which case, then there is no steer, there's no conflict, there's no paradox, there's no oxymoron here in the fact that Pinchas was also willing to throw his Olam Abba away in order to save the Jewish people. How so? Hasheni, Shehivkir Eskola Olam Abba, Vekine Letovasam Shei Yisrael. He was willing to throw away his Olam Abba. Why? He's guilty. Using the phrase of Chazal, he is Metiach Dvorim Klape Mala. Though it may not exactly be that, but in other words, he spoke inappropriately to Hashem. How so? Ukmo sha'omru bayama Pinchas vayifalu. A pasuk in Tehillim describes what Pinchas did in the aftermath of his having killed Zimri and Cosby. It says vayama Pinchas vayifalu. It doesn't say vayispalu, vayifalu. And Chazal explained this to mean sha'asa plilus. He, as it were, he argued quite vehemently with Rabbeinu Shalom. Im kono al eile yehargu chof dalet elf Yisrael. He took Cosby and Zimri, still as it were, in their skewered shish kebab state, and slammed the spear down into the ground and said, for this should die 24,000 of the Jewish people. Maaseh plilus. This is an argument, right? As though he's acting as an attorney, or perhaps as a district attorney. This is an indictment. But this should die 24,000 of the Jewish people. V'yuyim a Sanhedrin. V'nei harishon. It comes the Meshech Chachma. He's told us over here that there are two aspects to Pinchas' act. On the one hand, he came to reclaim the kovod of Hashem, the kovod of the Jewish people, the Meshech Chachma actually adds as well, right? Kovod ha-mokom v'ha-uma, that the Jewish people should not be associated and not, as it were, be influenced by an act of licentious behavior like that one committed publicly by Zimri. That's one. The second part is that he saved the Jewish people. And in this case, when he saved the Jewish people, right, he did it in a fashion where he almost threw away Olam Abba because he acted in a very brazen fashion vis-a-vis the Creator. Maaseh plilus. This is a demand. This is a claim for, is this proper justice? The 24,000 Jews should die because of the act of this person? Now, the Meshach Chokhma, it's an interesting point. He points out that really both of these qualities were found in Pinchas's pedigree. Right? Pinchas is referred to as, he is Ben Elazar, Ben Aaron, according, the son of Elazar and the grandson of Aaron. And the Meshach Chokhma explains that both of these qualities emanated from his father and grandfather. With regard to Elazar, we know that Chazal tell us, in the Psukim, that after the death of Aaron, the Anani Akovod, the clouds of glory scattered, Jewish people went into a panic, and they ran back in the direction of Mitzrayim. Elazar, as the Meshach Chokhma explains, or deduces, who was the head, right? Elazar is the head of the Levim, right? So we know the Kohanim from the midst of the Levim, but Elazar is the Nasi of the Levim. He, in turn, right, instructs the Levim, to run after the Jewish people, bring them back, and if they refuse, to smite those who refuse. This is an act of violence, once again, to make sure the Jewish people don't lose their sight, right? To lose their direction as being, you know, Hashem's people. That's Elazar, the act of kina, the act of being willing to throw away your own personal future in order to save the Jewish people, and from Aaron. Aaron, we know at the time of the Chet HaEgel, Aaron was willing to make the Egel in order to stall Chag LaHashem Machar, to stall until Moshe Rabbeinu came back. Why? He feared, he'd already seen that when Chur stood up against the mob at the time of Moshe Rabbeinu's, what they considered his disappearance, or his, what appeared to them is this non-return, they killed Chur, and Aaron envisioned, if I stand up against them the way Chur did, they're going to kill me also. And not that he's concerned for his own life, but rather than that would be a fulfillment of killing both a Kohen and a Navi, something which took place later on during the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. First Beis HaMikdash. Kohen and a Navi, right, were killed. And that was catastrophic, but had it taken place before the Jewish people even received the Torah, the priests of the Torah, then that would have been finito. So he's willing to throw away his own Olam Haba, let the blame be put upon me. I aided and abetted the making of the Egel. Better I should lose my Olam Haba than the Jewish people should be lost forever. So that's the Meshach Chokhma points out. He says that this was something, that this was learned, two acts of Pinchas, both in terms of Kvod Shamayim and in terms of his self-sacrifice, literally self-sacrifice, for the Jewish people, were learned from his forebears, from Elazar and Aaron HaKohen, respectively. Fine. Further, continues the Meshach Chokhma, once again, going back to the dichotomous rule of Pinchas. Medrash, Bedinu Sheitel Eschoro. It's appropriate, it's Bedin that he should receive his reward. What does that mean? Of course, everybody gets reward for what they do. But we need a special Medrash to come and tell us that he, Bedinu Sheitel Eschoro. Habir says the Meshach Chokhma, Vechsiv, Im Tzadik Kito, Kifri Ma'alehem Yochelu. Say to the tzaddik that kitov, to his deeds good, right, will enable him, kifri ma'olem yochelu, he will eat the fruits of his deeds. Says the Meshach Chokhma, yesh shnei inyani mitzvos, there are two forms of mitzvos. Mitzvah achas linkom ba'ose, which again in the context over here, right, there is the mitzvah, right, of linkom ba'ose risha, to punish those who are worthy of punishment, deserving of punishment. Right, you can't turn a blind eye to anything, or perhaps to anything. We'll see. Ladov poale oven shelo yilmedu acherim mimaaseihem. It's important that when we have control over public conduct, we don't have that now. But when we did, it's important that those people who conduct themselves inappropriately need to receive a punishment, depending on the deed committed, that so too is a punishment. If we turn a blind eye to to acts that are committed, and the people around see this, not so bad. We can do it too. Why not? What's the big deal? The chachamim, the rabbis, they didn't blink an eye. Nothing didn't bother them, so let's just want to do the same thing. Ukamosha Omar, Rav Shimon turned in felons, right, criminals, turned them into the local government at that time. That was the Romans. We're talking about people who were literally felons. We're describing they were criminals. Kotzim ani mechalim nakerim, by giving them over to the authorities, I am cleaning out the thorns from the vineyard of Hashem. Again, we're not talking about Basira over here. We're not talking about cases of right. We're talking about people, dangerous people, people who are committing sins that are that need to be punished. Otherwise, they will, as it were, infect and destroy the Kerem Hashem. They turn them over. In this instance, you don't get schar in this world.
Right?
I mean, you will get schar. Again, first of all, Hashem Shemayim. He will receive schar. Rakshamur, who Bolon will. He'll receive in the world of reward, Olam Haba. Kema Shalom Asa Tov, Olam Amaseh. Tov he's defining over here is not just the proper deed, a good deed, but a deed that benefits, right, the Jewish people here and now in a positive fashion. It's true, getting rid of the criminals is an important thing, but it's not the same thing as contributing an ambience of Tov, of giving, of concern, of looking at people in the right light. That's what he calls Tov over here. Again, we don't have a dichotomy over here of where, you know, if you're okay in Bein Adam LaMakom, right, but your Bein Adam LaChavero is non-existent, you're a tzaddik, you're just not doing Tov. That's called a Rasha. But here, we're talking about what he did was not wrong, but it doesn't contribute to the serenity, the sweetness, the ambience of love and concern for one another. He's cleaning out the sewer pipes of society. So that may be important. It is important, but it's not creating an ambience of Tov. Shelo asa Tov olam amase. Lochein hani mitzos asher heima Allah's chesed and tova. That's all mitzvos that are deeds of chesed and tova. Be'elu ochel peroseim ba'olam hazeh. Just like we know from what we say in the Baraisa, El Dvaram Sh'adam ochel peroseim ba'olam hazeh, v'keren kayam salom haba. One eats of the fruits of one's deeds here in this world, under certain circumstances, and the principle remains intact for the world to come. Now that this idea that we find in the Baraisa that we say in the morning in Eilu Dvarim, not all of them are Bein Adam LaChavero, but the majority are. The majority definitely are. Bein Adam LaChavero. Right? It generates fruits in this world. And it quotes Gemara from Shabbos, Perek Nefanim. There it's not even talking about standard what we would call Bein Adam LaChavero. It's talking about Dan L'Kav Zchus. Examples over there where the Talmidim are told that for being Dan L'Kav Zchus they merit a reward in this world. Now being Dan L'Kav Zchus is not the sort of standard type of Bein Adam LaChavero type of deed. Right? We think of Bein Adam LaChavero, we think of Hachas Kala, Levi Sameis, Tzokog, Veschesed, Begufo, etc. Here, being Dan L'Kavzchus creates an ambience of looking to see the best in your fellow. That's also considered a Tov that generates Peros in this world. Peros in this world. And the principle remains intact for the world to come. continues the Mashiach V'lchein Kan Shepinchas Osa Maisa Nakom V'Dakar B'Chaniso Es Beten El Beten Aish Halo Mitzvah Kazu Shikinu L'Chvor Hashem L'Man Shlo Yomro Yitiru Prushim Es Adavar. And that act of kina was an act of violence. It was necessary. He was right. He was justified. That's the din. Again, under those circumstances, in the way that Pinchas did it, bisocham, etc., bisocham, not putting himself on some sort of high horse outside of the Jewish people, but remaining within the Jewish people, all that was 100% kedin. Not everybody can do it. The circumstances always permit, and not everybody's worthy to be able to do it. But be that as it may, Pinchas did it appropriately, but that would not generate peiros in this world. That would only generate reward in the next world. But the fruits are not found in this world, because it's not an act that is conducive to creating the ambience of brotherhood and tov in this world. But, lochein, right? Ki nasam appears from was there. Vizehu shebeemes echela magefa. The second part of his act, though, was that he came, as it were, to save the Jewish people, and he was even willing, as the Peshachachim points out, to sacrifice his own mabeh, because as it says, if I follow Pinchas, he did a maise plilim. He argued the case very vociferously with the Creator. For this Shaddai 24,000, that stopped the magefa. That was an act of a maise tov, right? Imru tzadik ki tov, ki pri malem yochelu, when the tzadik does what is in the world of action, in the world of the here and now, in our societal system, he does an act that generates tov, that creates an ambience of tov, heats the pairs in this world. As we saw from the Gemara on Shabbos, the din is here in this world he should receive his scar. Very interesting. So that's one piece of insight into Jewish leadership. Right? Those who are going to be, as it were, very strong in their dealings with the Jewish people. But they always have to remain besochem, as Hasemus points out. And we have to differentiate between those acts that are necessary, but not just to create an ambience of the brotherhood, of love, right, in the Jewish people. They were right to be done, but they don't create that ambience. There the reward is exclusively in the world to come. But those acts which are both right, correct to be done, and in addition they generate an ambience of tov, of brotherhood within the Jewish people, there one eats the peiros in this world, and the principle remains for the next. Now let's examine briefly, okay, another aspect of Jewish leadership. Vayidaber Moshe el Hashem le'emor. Right? So I tell you, this pasuk is the only one of its kind. A similar sort of psukim, right? But not exactly like this, as tersely as it's said over here, and very, very direct. This is the one of its kind. You say, what do you mean? This is all over the Chumash. So pay attention. It's not all over the Chumash. Here it says Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe le'emor. Here it says Vayidaber Moshe el Hashem le'emor. Right? Under normal circumstances, the Hashem says to Moshe, Lemor, to say to the Jewish people. Here, I have a Moshe, Hashem, Lemor. Lemor to whom? Lemor, obviously, is telling us that something needs to be said. In this case over here, as we'll see in a moment, Rashi says, Moshe Rabbeinu is demanding a reply. Once again, we've got a Jewish leader speaking in what would appear to be very iffy sort of way to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Lemor, says Rashi, Amalo Hashiveni Mata Memanelem Parnas in Love. Moshe Rabbeinu is now going to request that an appropriate leader be chosen in his place, so we know it's be Yehoshua, and he's insisting, Hashiveni, answer me, that's the Lemor, answer me, Imata Memanelem Parnas, if you're going to appoint a leader or not, someone who will care for them. First of all, the idea that Hashem wouldn't appoint a leader is like what is Moshe Rabbeinu thinking? Right? Is he really think? And why is it necessary for him to be, excuse me, what seems on the surface, chutzpahdik, right, in his demand? Why? For what purpose? So Hirsch says, Shem Shapiro Hirsch says as follows, Haydaber, Lemur, etc. Loshon ha-psicha morosh ha-dvarim ha-boyim einam bakosho elahim v'geder takona Moshe chash tzorach shismane lo yoresh achrei shenode lo shemoso korov. Right? Moshe Rabbeinu, this is not just a request. This is a takona, this is necessary. Okay? But how do you express yourself? Listen to what Hirsch says. Hoil the aim of Dubakon betovaso ha'ishis ela betakonas ha'tzibur. This is not his own personal need, rather this is the need of the tzibur. Uheyez levate es hadvorim beloshem zu. As Chazal say in the Medrash, kol mishem avakesh tok tzibur ki ilu ba bezdra. You have the right to demand when you speak on behalf of the tzibur. So I dare say. What I wrote here in the brackets of Nila and Yisdaiki, Shalimut Shemish Mevakech Torketzivu Kilo Bobes Zroa Dafka Nilmat Kanbach Kehakdoma Leminu Imane Yisrael. I think that this lesson, Moshe Rabbeinu wants to teach this lesson over here, Bedafka, specifically, as a Hakdoma, as a prologue to the request, or part of the request, actually, right, for a new leader, because a leader of the Jewish people has to know that when you speak for the Tzibur, you can speak Bezroa. Because the Jewish people are the witnesses of Hashem in the world. They're crucial for Hashem's name to be revealed in the world. So therefore, when you speak for them, what their needs are, as the tzibur, you can speak Bezroa. That's how he may mean it to what I think Rav Hirsch was teaching us. Now, what sort of individual does he want? Yifkod Hashem Elokei Aruchos L'chol Basar Ish Aloida. Elokei Aruchos says Rashi. Lama Ne'amar Amar L'chon Rebu Shalom Golui V'yadu L'fanecha Daito Shal Kol Echa V'echad V'einam Domi V'zeh L'zeh Manei Aleim Manig She'sovel Kol Echad V'echad B'fi Daito. This requires, as Hashem explains in other places, this requires an unbelievable amount of humility to be able to relate to each person as an individual. Again, the leader, he can't make up different rules for everybody. But to be sensitive to the fact that people are different, you have to be incredibly humble. Incredibly humble. And even then, it's an impossible task. But then, if, in fact, and that's like Rashi says, why is this inserted over here? That's true, but what relevance is that? So, if I'm not mistaken, Sosemis says that if a person is willing to recognize, because he is humble, he has humbled himself, and he's able to recognize that each person has got their own individual needs, because if you're full of yourself, you can't see anybody else's needs. All you see is your own. You're living your own egocentric universe. But if a person has humbled himself and recognizes that there are other needs, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to whom it is Goloi V'Yadua, the das of each person. I can't know the das of each person. I can know that they're different. I can know a little bit about them. I can't know the way Hashem knows them. But if I humble myself, then Hashem will aid me. So this is the importance of the individual. That the leader must be someone who is sensitive to people's individuality. On the other hand, Lavin Ech Lahanig is a cloud. You can't say, okay, you do this, you do that, you do the next thing. There has to be something also that melds the tzibur together, and they're directed as a tzibur. And that it says, Asher Yetzeh Lifneihem, the leader has to go out before them, Asher Yovel Lifneihem, and he has to, what do you call it, lead them back. Asher Yotzeihem, Asher Yevieim, takes them out, brings them in, And they shouldn't be like the congregation of Hashem, should not be like the sheep who have no shepherd. Okay. ויאמר שם משה קח לך אס יהושע בן נון איש אשר רוח בו ושמח אס ידעדך ידעדך הלב ידעדך הלב. Moshe says the Zohar, let's understand this over here, this idea of being a shepherd of the Jewish people, but we shouldn't be velosia adas. The Jewish people should not be like tzon, like sheep, like a flock, asher ein lehem roah, that has no roah. So we know there can be different types of shepherds. The Zohar here talks about Moshe, David as shepherds. Moshe ayah roes tzon yisrael chosno goin midian chia pasach va'amar mizmo le David Hashem roi lo echzar. David HaMelech recognized Hashem is his roah. David also was a roah. Moshe was a roah. Right? Moshe was a shepherd. David HaMelech declares that Rabbeinu Shem is the shepherd. Is his shepherd. David himself was a shepherd. Klomer Hashem roi. Hashem haroah sheli. Ma haroah manigas atzon. What's the nature of a roah who is a concerned roah, a real roah, a roah? Right, he takes responsibility and is concerned for his flock. Ma'aroa manig es hatzon molicham lemira tov lemira shomeh. He cares for their physical needs. He makes sure they have the best that's available for them. But makom nachlei mayim, with their streams, again using the metaphor of the sheep. Me'asher hilchosam betzedek u'mishpat. But he also makes sure that they don't conduct themselves inappropriately. They don't enter to other people's fields. They don't take which is not theirs. A roah who is concerned for his flock, on the one hand, wants to benefit them, but he also knows where to set limits for them, so they don't do something that's inappropriate. Avagosh Baruch Hu, Siv, Vinos, Desha, Yavitzenimi, Menuchos, Yaleini, etc. Nafshi, Yishovi. Amri Yosi, Derech Roah, Linog, Betzedek, Estzono, L'Harchikom, and Agezo, and Anigam, V'mishor. He leads them on a straight path. He distances them from Gezel. When Manasseh, he uses his shevet, his staff, as it were, to keep them from that which is wrong. But like we said before, he also brings them to Mira Tov and Mira Shamei. He brings them the best. David chacham gadol haya v'yaroet zono kedinu keshura ficha chasoa kadosh baruch hu melech al kol Yisrael. So this Zohar, as it were, talks about Moshe being a roeh, David being a roeh, and what are the qualities of a proper roeh. To care for the people, but on the other hand, not to give them carte blanche, let them do whatever they want. To be mamidim, as the Pasuk says, melech mishpat yamid oretz, to make sure that they follow the rules of the Torah. Further, we know that there are other types of roeh. So remember back, way back in Bereishis, in Parshas Vayeshev, if we had the Chumash here, you'd see there are dots on top of S, and that would equal, that changes the meaning. In other words, on the surface, they looked as though the brothers, when they went off to Shem, they looked as though they were shepherding their father's sheep, but really they were thinking about themselves. Right? They were planning to eat, or planning to discuss what to do with Yosef, and perhaps to do away with him. Right? So these are not proper roim at that point. So Rashi Lira says, "Tzon nakud al es shloholcho el liros es atzma." They weren't concerned about the sheep; they were concerned about themselves. Whatever the parish is that they meant to sit down to eat, which is the most pashut explanation for how to deal with Yosef, or how to deal inappropriately with Yosef, something like that. The Mizrahi, so it's not a discussion right now. But we see here the two different types of roim. There are roim who are concerned, who deal both with rachamim and mishpat, with those who are their flock, and then we have those roim that on the surface looks as though they are tending their flocks, but really they're tending themselves. So the Ksav Sofer, Yifkod Hashem Elokei Rukos Ish Ala Eda, nearly Shekol Roet Son, Kol Masha Meitiv Im Tzono, Im Atzon, Ein Kavanos Elotovas Atzon, Kim Laharbos Honu Rechusha, the standard Roe, not the David's, not the Moshe Rabbeinu's, right? The standard Roim, they're not so concerned about the sheep. They're really concerned about themselves, about their success, about the quality of the fleeces, what they'll be able to sell them for, if they're paid people, what their salary would be. Unfortunately, most Roim, right, are of the type that we saw in Bereshis to one degree or another. Right? Again, not necessarily doing anything appropriate, but that their concern is not for the sheep, they're concerned for themselves. If the wolf arrives or the lion arrives, lions and tigers or bears or milk, they get in the other direction, they split. Let the sheep take care of themselves. That's not the way a Roi Yisrael should be. He should be a real roet stone, not a roet atzma. The eitzlif name, the ovalif name, gam beisus hakona yamu beroa, berosh hachalutz, the eitzlif name, velo chen haroet stone hu holech hacharonis, and he's on the back, let the sheep deal with the lions and tigers and bears, right, etc. So that's what he says, that's what Moshe Rabbeinu wanted, right, velo siya adas Yisrael ketzon, asher ein lohem roet. They shouldn't be like tzon who don't have a roet. So we've seen here two different forms of Jewish responsibility, even when it involves an act of kinah, right, like Pinchas committed. It has to be when he's besocham, not separating himself from the Jewish people, but feeling as though within the Jewish people he's serving their purpose. Even this act, however, will not generate tov in this world, but where he was willing to sacrifice his own mabo in order to stop the magefa, by follow Pinchas, right, that he didn't act. Right, he did an act of plilus to argue with Hashem on behalf of the Jewish people that generated for him reward in this world. Another aspect of Jewish leadership is someone, as we saw over here from Rashi and from the Ksav Sofer, concerning the nomination of Yehoshua, has to be concern for the Jewish people, recognize that each person is an individual. On the other hand, as he leads the klal, he has to be showing that he knows how to lead the klal. Right? He wants to do the best for them, but also there has to be mishpat, as we saw in the Zohar, and as the Ksav Sofer taught us, his first concern has to be for the people and not for himself. He has to be a roe of the sort that David and Moshe were, and not a roe, unfortunately, the way the brothers of Yosef were in Parshas Vayeshev. We discussed leadership. Let's just take a brief look at a fascinating Sfasemis, really fascinating Sfasemis, with regard to our responsibility as a people. Again, our topic was of leaders and nations. Let's take a look. The census. The Jewish people, after the sin of the Jewish people committing licentious acts, indecent acts with the Moab, etc., Midian, so the Jewish people are counted. It says in Venice, Shanova Mala, Kasher Tziva Hashem Moshev, Ne Yisrael, Vayotzi Meret Mitzrayim. Reuven, Bechor, Yisrael, and it goes through all the different families within the individual Shvatim, but note it says Reuven, Bechor, Yisrael, Bnei Reuven, Chanoch, Mishpachas HaChanochi, Lefalu, Mishpachas HaPalui. Each one is called, yeah, not Chanoch, Mishpachas Chanoch, but Mishpachas HaChanochi, with a hey at the beginning and a yud at the end. Palu, not Palu, Mishpachas HaPalui, hey, yud. Right? Rashi explains that the nations of the world mocked the Jewish people. In other words, it's time to generate a census in order to be able to determine who's going to inherit the land. So we go through all the families, and the nations of the world are saying, "You really think that you've got your patrilineal, as it were, a descent pattern over here? Right, you know who your father was and your father's father, etc., etc., and that's how you relate to this particular Shevet? Don't be ridiculous." you were enslaved people in the land of Egypt, if they had control over your physical bodies in the world of enslavement, do you not think, right, that they had control over your wives? How do you know what your useless really is? How do you know your son is your son? So the nations of the world mocked the Jewish people. So came along, comes along, Kodesh Baruch Hu. Mefichach, Heitil, Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu testifies over here about the Jewish people. Heitil, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Shmo Aleihem. Kodesh Baruch Hu took his name and placed it upon the name of every household. Ha, Chanochi, Hey, the beginning, Yud at the end. Hey, Yud. Or Yud K, right? Chanochi, ha Chanochi, ha Palui, ha Ari Eli, etc., 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 etc. Right? Hitil Hakadosh Baruch Hu Shmo Aleihem, Hey Mitzad Zev, Yud Mitzad Zev, Lomar, Mein Ani Aleihem Sheim Bnei Avoseihem, Vezeu Shemafurash, Adi David, Shivtei Ka Edus Yisrael, they're called Shivtei Ka, a testimony to the Jewish people, i.e., that we are actually the children of our of our forefathers. Of our forefathers. Again, the idea of the Hey and the Yud, as we know from the beginning of Masechet Sota, there the Gemara tells us, right, that a person, right, Ish v'Isha, husband and wife, Zachu, if they conduct themselves in an appropriate, a decent, a tenuah fashion in their house, Zachu Shechina Bineihem, the Yud from Ish and the Hey from Isha form the Shem Hashem. Hashem dwells in their midst. Lo Zachu, if Chas v'Chalil, they don't conduct themselves in an appropriate fashion, right, Mitzat Snius, then the Yud is removed, the Hey is removed, Hashem removes his name from their myth, and what's left is Aleph Shin, which is Eish, fire, which doesn't need a lot of elucidation. Okay? So to also here, Hashem placed his name, Hachanuchi, Hafalui, on all the households of the Jewish people to testify that the Shechina is in their midst. Why? They are Miyuchas, they are their father's children. Says this Faslemis. So at first glance, this appears to be a side point. I mean, what does that have to do with the responsibility of the Jewish nation? I mean, it's true, we're supposed to conduct ourselves in a tanuah fashion, but there's more here than what meets the eye. It says, Be'inyan ha-minyan, shechasam Hashem, right? In this minyan, this counting, this census of the Jewish people. So here, Hashem testified that they are the children of their fathers. In the other census, what you find, you don't have this Chanochi, HaPalui, this testimony that Hashem stamps his name upon the Jewish people so they should understand that they are the children of their fathers. Why? Ki edus rak mokam chitzrichin biru. Where everything is clear, you don't need testimony in order to prove the point. It's clear. Chitzrichin biru ayidei shiyadu mimadrigasam rishon, but because this census is taking place on the heels of the Jewish people conducting themselves in an indecent fashion with the Bedos Moab, Bedos Midyan, etc. Right? So now, the testimony about the Jewish people, the status of the Jewish people, is now called into question. You see? Right? That's the way they conduct themselves. Why should they be worthy, as it were, of Hashem in a supernatural fashion, protecting them from other people being indecent with them? They're conducting them as an indecent way. Comes Hashem, and he's made. It's true, here they fell, but that's not their essence. In the land of Egypt, no one, as it were, intermingled with the Egyptian population, except for, and that was a case of total onus, she didn't realize it was, Shlomo's called Dibri, right, the mother of the Begadev, and that was talked about at the end of Parsha Shlach. Fine. The Nil Anias Daik, this is my point here. Svas Emes now goes on to a different topic, but it's something that he learned from this discussion over here. In other words, where there is lack of clarity, then you need new testimony. If everything is perfectly clear, I don't need to bring witnesses. I don't need to bring witnesses. The sun is shining. Everybody sees the sun is shining. You need a witness to come and tell you. Everybody sees it. Right? But when there is now a question, right, which is arising, right? There's a doubt. Something is not clear, like in the case over here that we found with regard to the lineage of the Jewish people, because they conduct themselves in an indecent fashion. Perhaps Hashem is not going to make sure that their lineage is pure if they themselves are conducting themselves indecently. Comes Hashem and he testifies. He testifies, no, this was an aberration. What took place in Egypt, they remain pure. Fine. Now comes the Sfas Emes and takes this idea, takes this concept, and applies it to the destiny, the role of the Jewish people throughout the ages. Va'emes kein ze ha'edus ula olam v'shkosav amzu yatzarti li. This edus, the Jewish people, are the ones who carry Hashem's name, Yud-Kei. They carry his name throughout history, throughout the long corridor of man's experience. They are Amzu Yatzarti Li. Right? Amzu Yatzarti Li. This nation I created. For what purpose? As it also says in Yeshaya, Aten Edai Nu Hashem. You are my witnesses. We bear witness to Hashem being the creator. We bear witness to Hashem being the one who gave the Jewish people to be the carriers of his Torah, and the carriers of Hashkina in the world. You are my witnesses. Ukmochein Ksiv Eid Hashem Bachem. Right? The Pasuk in Shmuel, Hashem testifies. Right? That's with regard to Shmuel, that Shmuel didn't conduct himself as a leader in an inappropriate fashion, taking anything from the people. Hashem testified. The Jewish people testified from what they saw in what was revealed to them, and Hashem testified in the world of that which is hidden from the eyes of man. That it's true. Hashem's Eidus joined with the Jewish people's Eidus. Ki kefi ha'Eidus shebnei Yisrael me'idim al Hashem echad, kein meid Hashem yisbarach v'shamayim aleihem. Atem Eidai. The degree to which we fulfill our Eidus to reveal Hashem within the world, within a world, right? Because as I said before, you only need Eidus when people are casting doubt on a fact. So the degree to which we perform our Eidus, we keep the Torah, we speak the Torah, we live the Torah, we declare explicitly and implicitly through everything that's in every fiber of our bodies that Hashem is Echad, and Hashem runs the world, He is the Creator, and He has a destiny for the world, and He has expectations for mankind. That, what do you call that testimony, to the degree that we, right, are excellent in that testimony, so to Hashem testifies about us. The greater that the doubts are about that which we are testifying, the more needed is our testimony, the more vibrant is our testimony, the greater is our shvach, is our praise, because we say what you might think, right? Think for today. We live in a world of anarchy. Well, I'm not talking about what he called about the pandemic. The pandemic is what he called as a makom min hashamayim, a plague. But in the anarchy, the upside down world where you can say certain things about certain people, no, that's an eye. It's not a problem. It's not an issue. What they say about the Jewish people, what they say about the Jewish people, how we're responsible for other people's enslavement, their degradation, abuse, right? They talk about what they call about the Jewish people being responsible for the plague, the crazy statements of anti-Semitism, right? The crazy statements of comparing what we call the Jewish people to the Nazis themselves. I challenge, right, all those who compare us to the Nazis, if they could find a mall, right, full of luxury items functioning in the Warsaw Ghetto, as people literally died of starvation, right? If they could find, right, find that in the Warsaw Ghetto the way they find it in Gaza. Luxury malls. It's true that people are poor there. The people suffer. Food is brought in, right? And the money that enters is stolen, right? Appropriated for all sorts of wealthy, yeah, mafiosos. But no, no, the Jews are the Nazis. And Gaza is the Warsaw Ghetto. No bats an eye. No bats an eye. Jews are termites. Didn't you know that? After all, that's called the Nation of Islam. That's what they say. Musfarakin says it. Yimach Shemo. Right? We're termites. Satanic synagogues responsible for all evil society. It can make you crazy, but you know what? It's not our job to listen to that. Right? Maybe it's our job to make a declaration that it's not true, but the biggest declaration is for us to keep Torah and mitzvahs, to do acts of chesed, to spread wisdom, to spread light. Because the degree to which the clarity is no longer clear, what should have been clear, fundamental things should have been clear, but they're not, that requires a greater degree of aidus on our part. The Chomokom should serve the Biro Yosir, wherever it is required, a greater clarification. Niglo Shvachon Shal Yisrael, that reveals the Shvach of the Jewish people. We do chesed, we keep Hashem's laws, we declare Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokim Hashem Echad. Rochim b'chol golos shebnei Yisrael muravim bein harashayim mischaskim hayir alav yizbarach. Like the Kloisenberger Rebbe said to the Nazi, Yimach Shemo was beating him. Right? Do you still consider yourself the chosen people? So the Nazi to the Kloisenberger Rebbe, Yizchus HaYogan Aleinu Zechatzadik Yukadosh Lebracha. He turned to him and he said, of course we're the chosen people, because we would never do what you're doing to someone else. We would rather be beaten than do what you're doing to abuse another person. Right? And Hilchos Eidus. The Eidus undergoes cross-examination. Where were you? What time was it? All sorts of questions over and over and over and over. Drishos v'chakiros v'ezion v'ezamokom v'bedikos v'einem sof, and checking and cross-examination and rechecking without a stop. Ukefi ribui adrisha, and the more that the Eidus is able to withstand all the cross-examination, the skyim ha'Eidus. The Eidus is stronger. So as tough as they make it for us now, and the more they insult us, and the more they, what do you call it, that they degrade us, and the more that they lie about us. That's the ego. The world is filled with lies. We have to make our edus, keep the Torah, speak the Torah, right? Do chesed to clear our Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokim, Hashem Echad. So, we've had a discussion about Jewish leadership, but we shouldn't think that all of the responsibility and all the onus, right, is upon the Jewish leaders, and now we can look askance at them. Well, are they like Yehoshua? Are they like Pinchas? Are they doing a proper job? Etc., etc., etc. Right? The Jewish leaders need to take their models from Pinchas, and perhaps even more so from Yehoshua. Pinchas is a more rare type of situation, certainly from Yehoshua, but that doesn't get us off the hook. We have responsibilities as a people. We are the Edim of Hashem. Amzu Yitzarti Li. Hashem created us. Tilasi Yisapei. We will declare Hashem's praise. Aten Edainu Hashem. You are my witnesses. And that's what we should be doing. Hashem should give us the strength during these very difficult times, right, to live up to our responsibility. He should bless our leaders, right, with clarity of vision, with excellence, with following the patterns of the great Jewish leaders of the past, and most importantly, Meishin, us quickly, speedily in our days, Mashiach Tzidkenu, Amen.